Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we kick into these representations, can we just have a bit of a chat about what dissociative identity disorder actually is?
Look, dissociative identity disorder is a mental health condition that often is related to very extreme abuse and neglect in childhood. And what it does is create a disconnection between someone's consciousness and their experiences and their memories and their beliefs. So people often have memories which are very compartmentalized, and it's a way the mind protects the psyche from being overwhelmed by trauma.
Now, is there any research that suggests that these people would be more violent than the general population or anything like that at all?
No, on the contrary. People who experience dissociative disorders, or DID, are often more likely to harm themselves. They often turn anger in on themselves. There's often self-loathing, and the risk of suicide is actually greater than the general population, but not the risk of violent perpetration.
Why do you think it's disorders like this, or what we used to call multiple personality disorder and certain things like that, that are such a common fare, such a treat for Hollywood to kind of amp up and hype up?
Look, sadly, it is a condition which people find hard to comprehend, because people can present with what are called different personalities, but actually they're just parts of a person.
Mm.
And we all have different parts of ourselves. They're just integrated to a greater or lesser degree, in DID they're quite distinct, and that captures the imagination of films and books. But it can be incredibly damaging to turn this into a show to entertain, which sends the wrong messages. Because what we have, when people experience DID, is they often struggle day to day to really understand themselves. And if they're in a community in which their condition is stigmatized, that makes it much, much harder for them to get through their day. So what we actually need is empathy and understanding rather than this sort of betrayal.
I imagine that in a world where there aren't many representations of these sort of disorders at all, constantly having negative ones in the media can be really quite damaging.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen, certainly with mental health, that we're starting to see less stigma around mental health conditions, and that started with some high-profile people talking about their depression. DID, is a complex disorder. But it shouldn't be treated any differently. It needs to be treated with understanding. We know that 1 to 3% of the population are diagnosed with DID or experience DID. And that's a very high prevalent disorder to be treated in this way.
That's actually far more than I'd anticipated it being.
No, that's right. It really is very significant. It's one of the most serious mental health conditions. But what we know is that people have the right support, and often with psychotherapy and other supports, people can recover. It can take a period of time, but the response of the community is also very important in that recovery process.
How is Blue Knot Foundation working to debunk some of these damaging myths?
Look, we're a national organisation that looks after adult survivors of all forms of childhood trauma and abuse, and DID is one of the repercussions of experiencing that sort of trauma. We're very much about understanding what happened to someone along their life path to have affected them so profoundly. And while diagnosis can be useful, we're very much about understanding people as human beings and understand what they need in relationships of support and care to recover, because people have been traumatized in negative relationships, and it's relationships that help them find a way forward.
So it's really about putting a very human face to a disorder, or, a childhood trauma that often people see as almost a bit salacious or something they can't really understand.
Yes, no, absolutely. It is about demystifying it, and there are a lot of myths around this disorder, and having an educated conversation in the community, not one that's sensationalist.
Kathy, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.